It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did the DA tip his hand on the Menendez case?
You know, the case is ripe for a review, and that's what we're doing.
Well, it sounds like you have a very positive feeling about that. Can one conclude from that that you're leaning toward reducing or changing the sentence?
No, it's too early. I'm just simply telling you that based on the information that we're getting, it seems like they're rehabilitating very well.
It's October 4th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up today, the mayor's pick for police chief.
To reduce crime and take LA in a new direction.
A pick for a moment.
To grow our department back to full strength.
With fans.
There is, I believe, no better person in America.
And detractors.
It is astounding and appalling and frankly baffling.
That's coming up. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. The LA DA, George Gascon, dropped a bomb on Thursday with the announcement that the convictions of Eric and Lyle Menendez are being reviewed. In an interview today on KNX News, he seemed to tip his hand a bit on how he's leaning, saying, seems like they're doing well.
I will make the final decision, and I hope to make that decision shortly. To be honest with you, it appears that they have been rehabilitating. They have been going to college. They have been mentoring people. They have done volunteer work. They have been in prison for 35 years. They went to prison when they were 19 and 21. The case is ripe for a review, and that's what we're doing.
Charles Feldman pressed George Gascon on it.
Well, it sounds like you have a very positive feeling about that. Can one conclude from that that you're leaning toward reducing or changing the sentence?
No, it's too early. I'm just simply telling you that based on the information that we're getting, it seems like they're rehabilitating very well, but we still have work to do. And we will do the work. We're working this case as we do every case. That merits review. We have resentenced over 300 people in the last 3.5 years or so. And out of 300, only 4 have reoffended. Quite frankly, if that was the average recidivism rate in our country, we would be the safest nation in the world.
Gascon also denied the timing of the announcement had anything to do with the election or politics, despite the fact the petition for review was filed more than a year ago. He says it was on track to come up around this time, but acknowledged that there's been intense media interest because of the Netflix show, the Ryan Murphy show, and that's kind of why he decided to come out and have a press conference yesterday. Mayor Bass sent a strong signal with her first big decision on public safety. With the department 1,000 short of where many think it should be, stability, morale, recruitment took priority over longtime calls for reform in how policing is done. It could be said that choosing former County Sheriff Jim McDonnell is a decision for this moment, when polling shows fear of crime is outpacing the reality and police morale is at an all-time low.
I trust that Jim McDonnell will make sure that we are prepared and vigilant for anything that comes our way. This day is the culmination of a national search for the right leader to partner with me and the officers of the LAPD to reduce crime and take LA in a new direction.
Her idea of a new direction involves someone who spent 30 years within the LAPD. Here is how Jim McDonnell laid out his plans.
My goals are to enhance public safety, to grow our department back to full strength through a solid recruitment and retention campaign, to strengthen public trust, the foundation of all we do, to further develop community relationships and to be able to take that to new levels, to ensure respectful and constitutional policing practices in all that we do, and to prepare our organization and our partner agencies for the many challenges that face us ahead.
Mayor Bass picked McDonnell over another finalist, somebody whose name shot to the top of the list immediately when the vacancy opened up, Deputy Chief Amana Tingarides. Melina Abdullah is co-founder of Black Lives Matter LA. She says this appointment is a betrayal of the mayor's progressive values. She says McDonnell's time as LA County Sheriff was not good for communities of color.
Jim McDonnell as sheriff really worked in cahoots with federal authorities to engage in massive deportations of folks, including targeting young people, undocumented young people in the county of Los Angeles. So in 2016, when he was running for re-election, people actually, LA County voters actually thought that Alex Villanueva, who is one of the worst figures in policing in U.S. history, was better than Jim McDonnell. And so when we think about that, it is astounding and appalling and frankly baffling that Karen Bass would choose him as LAPD chief.
She says out of the three finalists, McDonnell was the absolute worst choice. We got a perspective and a counterpoint from former LAPD chief Michael Moore.
There is, I believe, no better person in America qualified to become and ready to be at the helm of the Los Angeles Police Department than Jim McDonnell. He is an extraordinary individual.
He says race, ethnicity should not play a part in who gets the job.
I don't believe that any chief should be defined by their gender or their ethnicity. I think they should be defined by their character, by their commitment to inclusion, by their commitment to fairness. And I believe Jim McDonnell has demonstrated that time and time again. And again, he's the right time. He's the right person for this time and for the future of this city.
McDonnell will be taking over for the interim chief, Dominic Choi, who will step down to an assistant chief position. He says he's excited to work for McDonnell, but there are issues that need to be addressed.
To me, hiring and retention, increasing our staff will handle or address a lot of the issues with morale and too much, overworked, fatigue. All that stuff will be addressed when we can get up to our normal staffing levels. I think Chief McDonnell said it this morning in the press conference that even at our full staffing, we're still one of the smallest large agencies in the nation.
He says LAPD has 10,000 staff members in total, needs about 12,000 to 15,000 to fix the problem. The mayor, Jim McDonnell, hit the streets immediately, making a stop at the iconic Pink's Hot Dogs on La Brea. Karen Adams was there.
Nice to meet you, and our new chief of police.
Yeah. My pleasure. Yeah. Thank you for welcoming.
Beverly Pink, one of the owners here, greeted Mayor Bass and Jim McDonnell. The two then shook hands with customers and got something to eat. McDonnell and the mayor then talked about their plans for L.A., including boosting morale at the LAPD so the city can recruit more officers.
I'll get out there. I'll be everywhere. I'll talk to everyone I can and try and engage. And I take notes as I talk as to what they raise as issues, concerns. Start addressing the issues that are most important to our internal audience, and we start seeing a turnaround in how they see themselves, their self-image, what they expect of the job, what they give back to the job and get out there. So that's a big thing. And then reaching out to our own people. Our best recruiters are our own people.
And I do want to say that we need to expedite the hiring process, and there's very specific things we can do to speed the process up, maintaining the same quality and the same standards, but addressing some of the bureaucracy that elongates the process.
They say another priority is making people and business owners feel safe, a reason for stopping here at the iconic Pink's. McDonald's still must be approved by the city council and sworn in. That process is expected to all be completed by the end of the month.
One of Mayor Garcetti's right-hand people going to prison for a long time. That's next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Former deputy mayor in the Garcetti administration is going to prison for a while. It's connected to the corruption case that brought down a former L.A. City Council member.
Influential figure within Los Angeles City Hall, Raymond Chan, has been sentenced to 12 years in federal prison. Earlier this year, Chan was convicted in a corruption scandal, convicted of arranging and then profiting from bribes from wealthy foreign developers. In exchange, Chan, who was head of the Department of Building and Safety, would expedite permit approval for construction projects. Hundreds of thousands of dollars also benefited former councilmember Jose Huizar, who was convicted in a separate trial. Raymond Chan worked for the city of Los Angeles more than three decades. And before sentencing, the judge described his pay-to-play scheme as corrupt, calculated, and deliberate. He said the 12 years in federal prison, which begins January, should serve as a warning to others who also work in positions where they too hold the public's trust.
It's Craig Figner at the federal courthouse downtown. And that's the LA Local for this Friday, the 4th of October. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, LACarGuy.com. 97.1 FM to stay connected over the weekend. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. And follow the LA Local anywhere you get podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Hit the follow button and get the show every weekday afternoon. Have a great weekend. Stay cool. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.